Representative Elise Stefanik, Media Tries to Block Migration Debate. By Neil Monroe on May 17, 2022. Establishment media outlets are using the Marketplace massacre in Buffalo to suppress public debate over the Democrats' failure to guard the border, says GOP leader Representative Elise Stefanik, DNY. There is nothing racist about the public wanting a secure border. There is nothing racist about opposing amnesty for illegals and giving illegals the right to vote, Stefanik told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe on May 17. Stefanik, whose district is northeast of the massacre in Buffalo, continued. It's Democrats who for years have been advocating for giving illegals voting rights for political and electoral purposes. And now the establishment media, in their warped way, is somehow connecting border security in opposition to amnesty, somehow to this terrible tragedy in Buffalo. It's shameful. The vast majority of the American people desperately want border security. And the fact that the media is going after border security and anyone who stands up, again, in opposition to amnesty and in support of stronger border security, it's shameful. And again, the American people are smart, they see through this. It is the Democrats' border policies that are inhumane, said Stefanik, who was elected as chair of the House GOP caucus. It is inhumane what is happening at the border on Biden's border crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis, a national security crisis, a constitutional crisis, and an economic crisis. Reports from independent journalists say many migrants, perhaps thousands, have died on their treks to the border welcome that is being offered by President Joe Biden and his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. For many years, Democrats and Republicans have agreed that immigration can shift U.S. elections over the long run. On May 17, Stefanik tweeted, "Numerous Democrats say Americans depend on migrants. We're nothing if we're not a nation of immigrants." Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, told an online meeting of pro-migration business leaders in December 2020. "Immigrants built this country with their hands, enriched our culture with their minds and spirit, and provided the spark that drives our economy," he claimed, effectively ejecting Americans from their own accomplishments. Amid the growing public rejection of Biden's loose border policies, Democrats and their media allies are eager to shift the spotlight to the murder of 10 Americans at the Tops Market. "I write to urge you to immediately cease the reckless amplification of the so-called Great Replacement Theory on your network's broadcasts," Schumer wrote to Fox News on March 17. He continued, "Proponents of this white nationalist, far-right conspiracy theory believe that a complicit or cooperative class of elites are advancing a plot designed to undermine the political power and culture of white Americans. For years, these types of beliefs have existed at the fringes of American life. However, this pernicious theory, which has no basis in fact, has been injected into the mainstream thanks in large part to a dangerous level of amplification by your network and its anchors." A recent AP poll found that nearly one-third of American adults believe that a group of people is trying to replace native-born Americans with immigrants for electoral gains. That same poll found that your viewers are nearly three times more likely to believe in replacement theory than other networks. This should come as no surprise given the central role these themes have played in your network's programming in recent years. A recent New York Times investigation found that Tucker Carlson alone amplified this dangerous and unfounded theory in more than 400 episodes of his show. "Make replacement theory the brand image, the model of the GOP party," MSNBC contributor Donnie Deutsch said on May 17. "The 10 people who got killed in Buffalo, you own that," he added. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as legal or illegal workers, temporary workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The policy is hidden behind a wide variety of excuses and explanations, such as the claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants or that Americans have a duty to accept foreign refugees. But the colonialism-like economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of foreign contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.